this morning, U.S. President Trump hit Canada with 25% tariffs, leading Justin Trudeau to announce retaliatory tariffs of his own. But it's not yet clear how Ottawa will support Canadians who are already being laid off in response. Here's the Prime Minister speaking to reporters earlier today.
We will be looking at, including looking in the coming day, at things we can do around adjusting EI to support people through this difficult time. But our priority has to be not on figuring out how to manage through these tariffs over the coming days and weeks and months, but on doing everything we can to get them lifted and put an end to this unjustified trade war that hurts American families and Canadian families.
But what will those changes look like? What should they look like? To find out, CKUT spoke to one of the advocates calling for EI reform right here in Montreal. He says the program needs low barriers and high response rates to support workers out of jobs. Here's our conversation. Thanks for coming on CKUT.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can I ask you to introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. My name is Gabriel Pelletier. I am a social and labor lawyer at Comité Chômage de Montréal, the Montreal Unemployed Committee, which is an organization just actually a couple of blocks from here that works with people who have just lost their jobs and defend their rights regarding to the EI program.
And so we're here to talk about new tariffs. People are calling them the Trump tariffs, but tariffs leveled by the U.S. against Canada, as well as other states that actually came into effect today.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've heard over the last month or so, our government's kind of scrambling, trying to figure out the best response. What should they be looking toward right now?
Well, we actually had the opportunity to have some exchanges with the federal government, so we are expecting some news today. Probably that what I'm going to tell you now is not going to be up to date in like 2 or 3 hours. But from what we're hearing and from what we think would be necessary, we seem to be to some degree on the same page, is that we need to look into the EI program. Because what's going to happen basically is we're going to have probably not as many layoffs as during COVID. I mean, it's not going to be COVID level, at least not for now. But there will be layoffs, there will be closures, and there will be people temporarily out of a job. Now, what you want to do in those cases is you want to open the EI program to make sure that as many people are admissible. And at the same time, you want to make sure that those files are treated as quickly as possible, because you don't want a repeat of COVID where the program basically shut down after 24 hours because there were too many incoming requests for EI. You don't want that. You want people to get their checks as soon as possible.
And you kept mentioning COVID, right? But with that transformation of the way that people's unemployment requests were treated, where it was not through the traditional EI system for most people, but through this new CERB administered by CRA, you know, is that the kind of thing that you would like to see the government pivot to? What exactly is it that you're proposing here?
So basically, when the government answered the COVID pandemic, it went through basically three phases. First phase was to put CERB, which was the program that was created to actually alleviate the problems that we were facing with EI. Then there was some other programs that were put in place gradually. And the third phase was actually that they pivoted away from CERB and they went back to the EI program, but with lessened admissibility criteria. So it was easier to have access to it. You needed less hours to qualify. There were less inquiries on certain issues. So that would be what we are looking for. Not CERB necessarily, and the government has been very clear that they don't want to go that way. And I can see why. I believe that if they do it, they would have, I mean, the Conservative Party would have a field day with that. So they want to go with the EI program, but with a more open program. So what a more open program means is basically you need less hours to qualify to EI. We're not going to be looking at why you lost your job, because how EI works is that they look at every job that you had in the prior year and they look at the reasons why you lost them. So, I mean, you could have a situation, for example, where an employee was laid off because of the tariffs, but that person also voluntarily left one of their jobs in the last year. That could pose problem to their admissibility to EI. So we want to take that away too. Basically, we want EI plus. EI as easy as you can get.
And how necessary is that right now? Obviously, people are talking about the threat of closures, industries that just can't do business in the same way with these new tariffs. You know, how many jobs in Quebec are actually in danger of being lost to these new measures?
Mm-hmm. The problem with that is that we don't exactly know, because right now what Donald Trump is saying is, and the Trump administration is saying, is 25% tariff across the board. I mean, he could change his mind tomorrow. That could go up to 30%. He could figure that Canada's the best thing since sliced bread and decide to take off the tariffs if he wants. We don't know. It can change by day. But for now, what we do know is that the jobs who are going to be mostly affected by the tariffs are manufacturing jobs. And the problem with manufacturing jobs is that they are jobs with workers that are, many of them are older workers. They're going to have more of a problem to requalify to something else. So these are the jobs that are going to be lost first. And it's already starting. There are already some companies in Bose, for example, this morning that announced that they will be temporarily closing due to tariffs, or that they will be either laying off part of their staff or decreasing hours. So yeah, it's very real. We're talking about potentially thousands of jobs across the board in Quebec.
Yeah. And, you know, do you know, here in Montreal, I know you're advocating not just for people in the city, but beyond, but like in the city itself, do we have some of those manufacturing jobs? I know Sheertex, which creates sort of pantyhose, they did some temporary layoffs last month. How is Montreal specifically going to be affected by these new measures?
Well, we do have a manufacturing sector in Montreal. For example, I got somebody who called me from a manufacturing company that manufactures brakes for trucks. So that company was already talking about some potential layoffs, decreases of hours. I can think about companies like Kruger, for example, or others which are on the St. Patrick Boulevard in the Southwest. If we go a little bit further in Montreal, I mean, South Shore in Montérégie, there's a lot of manufacturers. If you go in the Saint-Laurent borough, there's going to be some closures as well. So, I mean, we're going to be touched by this for sure. And the fear that I have, which might not be as pronounced for Montreal as for other regions, which are much more dependent on like one industry, is that if the tariffs last for long enough, what's going to happen is that the manufacturer is going to close, but eventually the shops around the manufacturer and the services around the manufacturer are going to start closing as well. Now, that might not be the case for Montreal right now, but I can easily imagine that happening, for example, in Chicoutimi or in Jonquière or in other parts of Quebec, which are more reliant on one particular industry.
So you're saying that what we hear right now in terms of immediate layoffs or closures isn't necessarily going to capture the sum total of the ripple effects that we might see in several months or years.
That's exactly right. And that kind of brings home the point of EI reform, or at least temporary EI reform, which is that you don't want the last thing that the government should do is create a program, a temporary program, or create a new condition, which would be, for example, you have to prove that you lost your jobs because of the tariffs to have access to it. They could do that. They have talked about this as something that could be potentially the way forward. If they do it, though, that would be a horrible mistake. One, because as you say, ripple effect, how do you prove that it's because of a tariff? It's going to be very varied from one industry to the other. But second thing, too, is that you have to understand that every time you add a condition to have access to a social program, what you're doing is you're creating a necessary verification process from an agent. And if you need to verify a couple hundreds of new files, that's okay. But if you got thousands and thousands coming by the week, eventually your agents aren't going to be able to do the inquiries necessary. And that's when you get delays and delays and delays.
Yeah, so you're saying that people who might want something more specific industry by industry, what they'll get is actually bigger government, because they'll have to hire a lot more people to go through those files and less people getting the benefits that they need. Am I hearing you right?
That's exactly right. Or to the contrary, if you stay with the current workforce that you have in terms of the agents that are going to be at the EI program, then you're going to get delays. And I mean, there was a time when if you had a delay of couple of weeks, you could scrape by, or a part of the population could scrape by to some degree. now we're pretty much every one of us are paycheck to paycheck. So if you have a delay of a couple of weeks, that can be enough for someone to, for example, default on their rent payment, default on their credit card payment. And that has a very, very real cost, both for that person and for his community. So we want to make sure that that doesn't happen.
What are you sort of asking for in terms of the specifics?
So what we're asking for basically is, first of all, to reduce the number of hours to qualify. We don't want, for example, somebody who just came back to work after a long period out of the workforce to not get EI because they lost their job. So we want it to be decreased. We want to put a stop to the whole process of taking into account every job that was worked during the year, every reason why you lost your job. We're putting an end to that temporarily. We're just looking at, did you lose your job now? Yes, perfect, you qualify. And another thing also, we want to make sure that it's paid as quickly as possible. So these are the three things that we're looking for right now.
And you said you're expecting a government announcement maybe even today.
Maybe even as we speak.
Okay. Yeah. Like if the government puts forward a program on this and they say, yeah, we hear you, sounds great, we're rolling something out. Is that sort of, I guess, your end goal, or is there something more beyond that? What would be your response to the announcement, whatever it contains, that may or may not be happening today?
Well, what I can say and what we know is that there will be an announcement. There will be some measures with regards to EI, but I have no guarantee that those measures are going to be enough. For example, as I said, they could try to link it like by saying you have to have lost your jobs because of tariffs or those kind of things. The response could be insufficient. So if we feel that we have a sufficient response right now, that's great. But we're not going to stop fighting for two reasons. First of which is that, as I said, we don't know what Donald Trump's going to do tomorrow. And we don't know how the tariffs are going to affect Canadians, Quebecers, Montrealers in the next few months. So we're going to stay vigilant. Second thing as well, when the Trudeau government was reelected in 2019, they said that they wanted to do a broad sweeping EI reform because they knew that the program wasn't built for the 21st century. And they said that they'd do it again in 2021 after COVID because, once again, they saw that as soon as there's a crisis, the program falls apart. So, I mean, we were very, let's say, popular during COVID. We were always talking to the government afterwards as well. Then in 2023, 2024, they started to pivot away from that issue. And now that tariffs are here, well, look at that. We're talking to them again. So we'd appreciate it if we weren't always talked to only in times of crisis. If we have a functioning EI program, we wouldn't have to do those kinds of measures by the crisis as much as we do. So to come back to your question, even if we do have something that we think is sustainable today, we're going to keep fighting for a broader EI reform, because if we don't have it, we're going to always be at the mercy of the next crisis.
Thank you so much, Gabriel. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you for having me. Take care.
If anyone listening has lost their job or has any questions about EI, you can call Gabriel Pelletier and his colleagues at the Comité Chômage de Montréal at 514-933-5915. That's 514-933-5915. For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.